Hey, Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners, you can find us every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 69. Today, we are doing the worst everyday injuries alongside. We got fights today. No Gooch. We got Jason on the boards. Thank you, Jason, for helping out today. We appreciate you. Before we do that, though, let's hear from our first sponsor, Aura.
All right, let's talk about Aura. Have you ever searched your name on a search engine? If not, you might be surprised by the amount of personal information that's available online. Your full legal name, email, home address, phone numbers, and more can be easily found. And it's not just true for you, but also for your friends and family. We're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura is an all-in-one online safety solution that helps protect you and your family from identity theft, financial fraud, and online threats before they happen. With Aura, you can rest easy knowing that someone is looking out for you. The app scans the dark web for and just tries to find your email addresses, passwords, social security numbers, and other sensitive information. If anything is found, you'll receive an alert in real time. If you're a victim of an ID theft, their experienced white glove fraud resolution team will help you navigate credit bureaus and help initiate credit freezes or locks and work with you around the clock to resolve it. They offer a suite of tools to protect you and your loved ones, including the real-time alerts of suspicious credit activity, computer virus protection, parental controls, a VPN, and a password manager. It's a comprehensive online safety solution that provides almost every tool you'll ever need in one place. Aura also helps reduce annoying robocalls, telemarketers, and junk mail by sending takedown requests on your behalf regularly. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data just to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/LCB. That's aura.com/LCB. Certain terms apply, so make sure to check the site for details.
Thanks to Aura. We appreciate it. And also, thanks to Tommy for hosting while I was dealing with that whole MRSA thing.
Great job.
Yeah, I thought you were a goner.
Yeah, no, I thought so too. Apparently, it's not as big a deal.
People die, right?
Yeah. Quiet about that.
Well, yeah, no. What do you want me to do? Fucking.
Well, I didn't know people could be quiet about things at Barstool Sports,
especially things that make people feel bad for them.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in a hospital and didn't mention it.
You were in a hospital.
Oh, no, it's not a hospital. Not a hospital. Just ear, nose, throat doctor. Done.
Okay. You didn't have a dog kennel sale on your behalf?
No, not yet.
A GoFundMe? None of that.
No. Hopefully, sometime soon. Anyway, we can just jump straight into it. I'm excited for this one. We got a lot of entries from people on Twitter and also you guys as well. It's gonna be very interesting. You specifically have a very interesting. I don't think you misunderstood the assignment.
I didn't misunderstand it. I just don't really
didn't understand.
I don't really get what injuries are. There were some injuries. There were some illnesses, some ailments.
Yeah, we'll get to your list. You definitely had a misunderstanding at some point.
I'm dumb. We'll break it down.
First matchup of the day, number 12 versus the 5. The 12 is hitting your funny bone. A lot of happy people on their list. It's very good, but it's a fleeting pain.
Oh, depends on how hard you whack it.
I guess so. And that's going up against number 5 seed, getting hit in the balls. Also a sort of fleeting pain.
A fiver?
You think it should be higher or lower?
I think getting hit in the balls, the specific act is rather fleeting. But once you're around your guy friends, that tension and that fear, that's like, it's like open 24/7. It can happen at any moment. From middle school, I'll now be, if we were all standing in a circle rather than sitting a distance apart, that stress would be in the back of my mind.
I just looked to my left and right to see if my balls were in reach.
You're within the two biggest wingspans here. Like, you're in the most danger.
Yeah, my balls are fucked.
All right, so getting hit in the funny bone versus hitting the balls fights. We'll start with you.
I'm going fucking hitting the balls. No questions asked. Now, let me ask about this. Are we talking just sack taps? Or are we talking any ball injury?
You're thinking like a contorted ball.
I'm thinking like my foot slipped off the pedal and I hit the crossbar of the bike.
Oh.
Because that made me pee blood once. And that one wasn't great.
I think this is man-made.
Yeah. That seems more than minor if you're peeing blood.
Okay. So we're just talking a quick sack tap from the fellas. Now, I think I have a
punch or kick, something along those. Nothing that's going to make
punch and the kick, that's pretty rare.
This episode's going to be 10 hours. I can tell.
I'm taking sack tap. That's more painful. That's the worst everyday pain. But I wouldn't get rid of it either because I like it's probably the first form of camaraderie you run into. As a kid, as a man, as a boy, the first time you're like, all right, this is what the fellas do. We sack tap.
How old are you, Fights?
I'm 34.
I don't even feel like I'm going out on a limb. I feel like you've been sacked out by your friends in the last 3 to 4 months.
Dude, we have KC Radio as a rule. When we're on the road, we can sack tap.
Right, yeah.
So, like, there's always that fear when we're traveling, sack taps or go.
I feel like that was the staple of Jackass, no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of sack taps. Made a lot of money off that. Tommy?
Yeah, I was not a sack tap friend group. I did not care for that. Like, that's not my style.
You were the one that got sack tap in your...
So the worst pain I ever had was it was me and a few of our friends were in my friend James's room. Like, I don't know, 13. And for whatever reason, my friend Liam just stand there. He just wound up and just kicked me so hard.
He wound up his leg?
Right? Yeah. He wound up. Yeah. He kicked me so hard. I should have seen it coming. And I fell to the floor. I was in pain for hours. It was so bad, like, my voice changed. Like, you know, when, like, you sound like you sucked on a balloon. And it hurts. So, it's the worst pain I've ever felt. And I was like, why? And he was like, it was just, I had the opportunity. And I was like, all right, fair enough. But I'd prefer if you never do that again. But to me, I mean, yeah, I mean, most days I don't get hit in the nuts for sure. I'd say I bang my funny bone way more often than I get hit in the nuts. But
oh, I don't know.
Because, I mean, maybe in the circles you run, but I'll still go with the nut injury just because when it happens, it's, and you could even do, like, I don't know, you walk into a desk by accident or a counter.
A hit in the funny bone never brings you to your knees. A sack tap does.
It's like a 3 second ow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I think it's longer than 3 seconds.
You're getting sack tap more than you're hitting your funny bone? Yeah. You and your buddies all think you're on the set of Jackass. Yeah. You all got inspired by that movie. And you're the reason they had the disclaimer at the start of it.
And we didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go nuts.
Yeah, your childhood and even adulthood is a lot of nude men and a lot of sack tapping, from what you've told.
Yeah, I less nude men than you think.
I feel like every
hey boy. There are. Don't get me wrong. There are nude men, but less than you think.
I'd say you've seen more dicks in person than anyone here.
Oh yeah,
like a very large margin,
huge margin.
This room,
yeah. I've seen a bunch.
In person, oh yeah, I guess you were a sports coach.
It's rarely like someone takes their pants off. I'm thinking back to like high school and
rarely.
Showers.
Yeah. I've seen showers. Very, very few in person dicks.
How many hard dicks in person have you seen?
Ooh,
that's count on
a great
one hand.
Question.
You've definitely, seen I don't more know hard dicks.
Oh, I can count on one hand, yeah. But I'll say three.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen a single hard dick.
I don't think I've ever seen another man's hard dick in person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like college roommate, they're having sex, and you go upstairs. Yeah, yeah, like,
no one was ever just walking around with a hard on. It was just, I've seen people having sex.
Okay.
Mm. Under 11 counts for just a half, right?
I don't...
What? Under 11 inches?
What? Age.
Oh, okay.
I wonder why people
struggling too there for a second.
But why would you cut it off at 11?
Like, yeah. I'm spying on a childhood classroom. I don't know why people aren't laughing.
Childhood classroom where kids are famously walking around nude with
bones. Yes, they are, Tommy. The classrooms I spy on are.
I know you saw a hard dick in the coat room.
Coat?
No, that was my. I know what you're thinking. Don't bring it up any further, but that was my closet.
Ah. All right. You had someone jerking off in the corner while you fucked their wife, right?
He wasn't really masturbating, but he was there.
Did he have a hard dick?
He's you know what? I don't think I'd give him a hard dick tag.
Wait, were you hooking up with his wife?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I was like 19. It was in New
Orleans.
And
he forgot his friend's name.
Yes, that was the worst.
While
part.
He got caught by his friend.
Unreal. Unreal.
Just a very touched life. KB.
Yeah, this isn't close. I mean, the funny bone injury versus a ball injury? Yeah, it could. My epididymis could get grazed and it would still be worse than a funny bone injury.
What is that?
The tube.
The tube.
It's kind of like
P-tube?
Pops out of the ball.
Okay.
That's what gets tangled up, the epididymis.
Oh, that's the thing that gets all contorted. I've never had that injury yet.
Testicular torsion. I'm very well. If you get it and stay in the hospital, you can sit in a very hot bathtub and spread your legs, and it'll re-unwind.
Really?
I believe so.
I'll go with hitting the balls as well.
Sounds like something that has happened to you, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, I got a little anecdote since we're doing story time. So I always wore a cup in lacrosse, but one day I forgot, and it was in high school, and we were playing this like PG school called Bridgeton Academy, a bunch of just thugs. And
I'm sure
they were. They all ended up at UMass.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of real hoodlums, gorillas.
Oh, oh my god!
It's a white sport. What are we worried about? Anyway. One of them, you know, was playing defense on me, and he took one hand full wrap check, and the top of his stick, the head, basically hit me right below the head of my penis. And I was afraid to look. I genuinely thought he had decapitated my penis. It hurt so much.
Women hate a mangled cock.
Yeah. You're not paying them enough. I went into the bathroom, and I was like wheezing, and I thought I was going to throw up, and I was afraid to look, and luckily it was just a very clear like slash line across it. But that was really bad.
Sounds bad.
The scar? Yeah.
You described the slash.
Really bad. What?
The scar?
No, it was bleeding like a little, but it was very bruised.
That hard plastic too on the.
But I don't like the funny bone, but nothing is worse than that. A really hard middle of your stomach, just death feeling from being hit hard and square in the testicle.
I'm shocked to see that a 5 seed. I'm interested to see the highest.
Yeah,
see. Nick.
Have you ever been sack tapped in front of like a girl and she's like, it can't hurt that bad? And I get so mad.
Oh, yeah.
But I do find solace when I get hit in the balls that you can retaliate. If you hit your funny bone, it's only you're to blame. And there's some frustration in that. And I think it lasts longer than 30 seconds. You get it in the tips of your fingers. It lasts for a while. And I think that catches you off guard more than a sack tap. Mm. But if we're talking just feeling, yeah, sack tap.
Mm. Sack tap, Jay.
No matter how strong the person, one injury or affliction will bring every man to his knees, and it's getting hit in the balls hard enough. Mm-hmm. So that by a landslide.
And the last thing to Nick's point, you know, people often argue what's more painful for the human experience, getting kicked in the balls or giving birth to a child. And I don't think there's a single guy ever that went to his like wife and said, I think we're ready for you to kick me in the balls. Nobody's ever asked for that.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Feidelberg probably has.
I have not, but I've seen videos of guys doing it.
I don't know how guys like to be stomped on.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Next matchup as hitting the ball sweeps. Burning your tongue or inside of your mouth versus getting a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth, which is number 13 seed. Jay.
I eat a lot of popcorn every time I go to the movies, large tub, typically a refill post previews. So I got popcorn stuck in my teeth all the time.
That's a ton of popcorn.
That is so much popcorn.
Fucking tub of popcorn during the previews.
Yeah. Well, you do like 75% of it, and then you go get a refill for when the movie starts.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of popcorn.
We're talking tub? You're getting a small?
Small, no.
Tub, brother.
You're sharing it with your family?
If my wife's
you said you're finishing it during the preview.
Yeah, and then refill.
You're getting there like you're getting there for the previews.
No,
the previews.
I think there's
20
like,
minutes
for the Maria Menounos. He's saving for like the Maria Menounos thing.
Sometimes we're there for like the commercials, but typically like 25-30 minutes before the movie, we'll be in there, watch it, or like if the movie starts at 3:30, we'll be there at 3:20, get the concession, sit down. So you're there 5 minutes before showtime. Then the movie previews start, and it's 20 minutes. Go get a refill. You're good for the movie.
That's a lot. That's
so much popcorn.
So much popcorn.
I have to transfer at Newark Penn Station to go home a lot of times. Yesterday, I got a huge bag of popcorn. I did at least once a week.
The one in the giant bag?
Yeah. The Czar is actually very, very good popcorn.
Solid popcorn. I agree.
Yeah. So I get popcorn stuck in my teeth all the time. And then what was it going on? Sorry?
Burning the inside of your mouth.
Burning the inside of my mouth. I mean, getting popcorn stuck in your teeth is not a pain or affliction really at all. It's just kind of
annoyance.
Yeah.
Like a pain is in like, oh, that's a pain.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a tongue workout.
Just floss. Yeah. Like, drink some water and you're fine. So I'll go with the other one.
Burning the inside of your tongue. Nick.
I get so mad at myself when I'm just like a fat fuck and I can't wait for my pizza to cool down. And you know, like the next 2 days, it's just going to be an annoyance. But when I get a kernel like in my gums, I'm like out at a movie and going out afterwards, like I can't focus on anything else. It truly takes control of the rest of my day. I'm going with that.
Popcorn kernel, Francis.
I agree with Jay's reasoning here. The popcorn thing is not I'd almost say that getting a seed stuck in my teeth is more of a
pain. Whose seed?
Yeah, who's said? Damn it.
Would your dad's? I don't know. Whatever, dude.
That would never come for you.
I got to go hot. Burning your mouth on a hot beverage, really, for me, is the worst.
Your bevy over food?
Yeah. Tea gets me every single time because I want to drink it hot. But... And I'm excited because it smells good. And I don't drink tea that often. But, man, I go in there too soon and it ruins the rest of the tea experience.
I'm not a hot beverage guy of any kind. I think I've converted every single type that is. I feel like every hot beverage now, they have a cold version. I'll just take the cold version.
I would say that iced tea and tea are completely different beverages.
Yes. Yeah, but I would prefer the iced tea over or even like the unsweetened tea. Which I feel like is closer to that over the... Yeah,
even
I think
so,
a hot toddy is the only hot beverage I'll drink.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are barely ever really hot. I feel like
yeah, they are barely.
They always get too lukewarm toward the ass.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
They're good.
They're really good. I get them like skiing when I'm sick. They're fucking flames, but...
I'm going to go with the burnt inside of the mouth as well. It's just the worst. I think microwaves probably cause like 90% of these incidents, but like...
Oh, Hot Pockets or those burritos. Pockets, yeah, good God.
Gas station burrito, many a time of those burnt inside of my mouth. KB.
See, I think that anything stuck in your teeth is worse, and the burnt tongue is usually self-inflicted. You know what you're going to get. You just want the food or drink that bad.
So you're going to go with the kernel?
Yeah, or anything stuck in your teeth.
Okay. We could switch it to... Anything. Would that change any votes? Something stuck in teeth?
I don't think it would change too much.
Yeah.
It would change the perception. Because I was actually going to say I'd rather have something stuck. I'd rather have a kernel stuck in my back teeth than like salad stuck in my front.
Mm.
I'd rather the pain or the annoyance than the embarrassment.
Francis was spinached up today.
Yeah. Spinached up at the fucking thing the other day too.
He's always spinach
boy. I don't know if my teeth are just far apart or I'm eating too healthy food.
We were at Bounce. I was like, Francis, if you want to talk to that, you said he's gonna go do a lap. I was like, if you're gonna do a lap, you might want to get that.
I was meeting a mall. Met a mall.
Francis is a networker.
I sure did. Nobody else passed out for my work.
I thought about. I networked so hard.
Tommy.
I think it's the burning, specifically roof of the mouth, I think is the worst. Like what Nick said, like the pizza, bite into a pizza and you could feel it like puffing up the roof of your mouth, the top of your mouth for days. Everything you bite into, you feel it. That, like, you could fix the thing stuck in your teeth, you could get that out. For me, I would almost say corn on the cob is the number one thing that gets stuck in my teeth. But you could get that out, whereas like the burn, there's no remedy. It's just time waiting for it to not hurt as much.
I hate the dance you have to do when you eat something. If I take a bite of something that's too hot, you have to do like like look like an idiot.
I think it's like almost like a sack tap. That gives you an adrenaline rush. That's nice. You're like, it's a little bit
getting burned.
A little bit of a danger.
You're always doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
No. You're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
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 Do you think you might like women burning out cigarettes on you based off that last one?
Excuse me?
He coughed on that. I think he was that was very quick.
I find myself in really neither of these situations very often. I'm the anti Stephen Che kind of. I get a pop
for
the experience. but I probably have like three fistfuls of it and then throw it away. And then hot food, I actually blame delivery for this. I don't like hot food anymore.
Really?
Because most of the time I eat food, by the time it gets to me, it's lukewarm. It's like a hot toddy. And I almost let all my food cool down to room temperature before I eat it now. So I guess
even like a steak?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't get the appeal of a very hot meal, even if it doesn't burn your like tongue.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying very.
Yeah, it tastes the same.
Steaks aren't supposed to be like sizzling hot.
No, I know, but I'd rather it not be like cold.
No, I'm not saying to put it in the fridge first, but I like to let it just chill.
Hey guys, who am I? Ready? Eating a steak? Ready?
Tommy, I like it hot.
All you fuckers.
I like it. That's the opposite. That's for fights.
Exactly. 2 seconds. Goddamn.
Wait, Francis, do Stephen Che eating popcorn?
Oh, no, 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 no. I can't. I like him too much.
but I would take hot food.
The hot food. Fair enough. That was a close one.
Nice, Nick.
Now I have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. 9 seed getting shampoo or I guess anything irritant in your eye versus the calf cramp slash Charlie horse.
Charlie horse, we're talking heel.
Said calf cramp.
Charlie horse is in your.
I don't think I've ever gotten
talking
one.
Talking heel.
We're Charlie horse
or heel cramp.
Right here. This is.
Yeah, I don't think that's a Charlie.
Horse. Not a Charlie horse.
Well, that's horse. Not your
that's
heel.
That's the leg.
Arch. That's the arch of your.
It's a foot cramp.
Yeah. I agree. A foot cramp. That's a fair point. Okay. But yeah. That's not your.
Charlie
that's
horse
always
is
under.
Here, like,
that's a. You give a Charlie horse.
Okay. Well, this hurts a lot when I get a cramp here.
Okay, we'll say lower body.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Like, you know, a Charlie horse, like when my T cells drop really. That's a
so we'll just, is that on the bracket?
Lower body cramp. Well, it'll be included under there.
All right.
So
heel. It's like an NHL injury report.
Yeah,
you know, my heel right here. This right there in the foot. Lower body cramp versus shampoo in the eye fights first.
Lower body cramp for sure. I the shampoo in the eye that was solved very young with Johnson and Johnson's for me. It's not something I've
still use Johnson and Johnson.
No, but just I when I couldn't keep shampoo in my eyes, I use Johnson and Johnson's. Now I'm an adult and I never get shampoo in my eyes.
That's good. Take.
You don't use shampoo though. No,
I shampoo infrequently. Okay. I shampoo, but not as often as also when I have longer hair, I shampoo more often.
Okay.
So I would guess I'm probably twice a week now. I'm probably pretty regular. But foot cramps, I get those all the fucking time. There's most of my Saturdays and Sundays are spent dealing with a foot cramp. I'm too dehydrated.
Never had it.
Most of my week.
Made up with a cramp.
Saturdays are for the foot cramps.
Yeah. I do all the things like lick the roof of your mouth. People are like, oh, that's for ice cream. Like, I don't know. Like, I forgot. I'm all confused.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to call that thing. That hurts a lot.
So you're just changing it.
Yeah.
But lower body cramp. Is that
lower
not
body
your lower
cramp
body?
Is no lower body.
Oh, well, I thought it was.
Are you disputing a foot is the lower body?
Yeah.
Is it your fucking period?
Oh, no. This is terrible.
This is bad. This is bad.
This is not going. Would you guys say this is going well?
Oh, no.
Going bad. I'll go with this. I'll stop talking.
Get his in him. Get his in him.
Oh, my God. My heart's going
to explode. Can I get one?
Do we have a cup I can spit in?
You don't align with the brand.
Dude, I dropped like 10 of those on the rundown to cut them all out.
So that's two for the lower body cramp, KB.
Yeah.
Oh, watch everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Chewing on it like gum. What the fuck?
just chowing down
it's
on
it. It's not even a thing when I put his in.
Why does it? Why did it change your voice so much?
It's like the most. It's like the most natural thing.
Yeah, you look cool.
His mouth like a chiclet. Like,
I don't even. What are we laughing at?
There it is.
There we go.
Shit.
Wait, is Tommy buzzing right now?
Jesus, dude.
That was pretty cool.
Shit.
Stop fooling around with it. You're
going up and around.
Stop
switching it up. I'm going to get sick. On these toes. I went bottom up my lip on these toes.
Christ. Oh. All right. KB.
The cramp is the worst. Cramp is the worst. That wins.
Cramp. I'll go with the cramp as well. I think specifically calf cramp for me. Because like it always happens when I'm just like, oh, let me stretch out my legs in bed or whatever. And just like all of a sudden that'll seize up. And it's just.
I do like the cramp sometimes. You ever get the calf where you can, like, I'm like an alien, where you can see it, like, kind of like pulsating and
moving.
Flexing.
It's gross.
It's kind of fun to watch, though.
Yeah. Francis?
It's cramp. The only thing that would be worse than a cramp would be getting a habanero or something in your eye.
That is the only thing.
I don't think soaps of any kind would usurp cramp. So
yeah.
It's cramp for me.
Cramp? Nick?
I don't get cramps. I don't think I can't remember the last time it's happened. Don't get them. I do get shampoo in my eye a lot.
Really?
A lot. I don't know why. Almost every time, I really work up a lather. So I'm going to go with the one I know.
All right. The shampoo in the eye. That's one vote. Jay.
Calf cramp is very detrimental. It'll
stop you in your tracks. You'll have to do the thing where you like step on the ground as hard as you can. I feel like I get them a lot when I'm lying down, like in bed. Yeah. I don't know if you get the, so I'm going to go with calf cramp.
Calf cramp. All right, cool. Now we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed. We'll get through the chain game first. I'll just start with Fights' entries.
Great.
Gonorrhea. Hemorrhoids.
Every day.
Oh. Gingivitis. Pink eye. Diarrhea. Rolled ankle. Dead arm.
dead arm?
Yo, all of those are on the table every day. That could be a dead. A daily
gonorrhea?
It's possible. Most days you could catch gonorrhea.
Yeah, you're right.
What's
guys
what,
like us?
Dead arm. Can you
what's
elaborate?
Dead arm?
Oh! I knew he was going to do that. I can't believe you're that guy. I feel bad.
He's dead not going to move that for the rest of the
almost
week.
Almost did it to his leg earlier, and I thought, oh, God, is Fights that guy?
Dead arm. I mean, that's the first dead arm I've given since middle school.
I'm dead? Literally getting my year in physical tomorrow.
sorry, Tommy, you got dead arm.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
I hate being assaulted in a funny way.
Keeping eyes on you all episode.
Oh, shit.
Give him gonorrhea next.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's gonorrhea?
Speaking of barrier, that's not effective at all.
That's to spit. That's for my.
Oh, okay.
I'm a guy who dips a lot, so I just like to have a spot to spit it into.
Okay, fair enough.
The zombie spittoon right there.
So, yeah, Fights offered in gonorrhea, hemorrhoids, gingivitis, pink eye, diarrhea, rolled ankle, and dead arm. We do have other ones too. The first is getting obliterated by Cadillac Escalade while trying to cross a street in New York City.
Yeah. You get hit in this scenario, I'd imagine, so hard.
Oh, yeah, right. I'd imagine you do a 720 in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than that. Like your arms, like you're doing a cartwheel in midair. Like,
Ron White is jealous this injury of the last time
that you get. Is this Liz Gonzalez?
Yeah. Has it happened to her?
Now that you mentioned
it. Oh, yeah, it did happen to her.
Oh, my God. She did get pummeled. Yeah.
She did get obliterated by that moving vehicle.
One airborne landed in a bodega ATM. Yes. $60 came out.
Well, then she. Yeah.
holy shit. That's a good entry. The back of the brace, I don't know if any of you had braces, but the back of the brace is cutting up the inside of your mouth,
like,
the wax on and shit. You put turnstile not moving the subway. How hard do you enter?
Ooh. You scan it, but it doesn't move, and so you just boom.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. I hate it. I'm so embarrassed.
So Fights the PFT came in late. He said a shoe bite. Shoe bite when you get like a really bad like a kind of a heel rash from a new shoe.
Oh, never. I'm a high sockman.
Those stink. Splinters, poison ivy.
Ooh.
Poked in the eye. Any sort of like poke in the eye. Road rash is another one I thought was good. Like especially from like I think a basketball court, like something like that, like a hardwood floor. Just that.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
Great Nintendo 64 game too.
I had that happen recently at a wedding. I went to go like slide on the floor and it was at the after party and I did not slide and I tore my knees up and it ruined the next month of my life. Like it hurts to like put your legs straight. It hurts to, like lock your knee out. Mm-hmm. It was fucking awful.
All right. So our full options again, we have the Fights grouping of gonorrhea, hemorrhoids, gingivitis, pink eye, diarrhea, rolled ankle, dead arm, and then getting obliterated by a Cadillac Escalade while trying to cross near a street in New York City. The back of the braces, turnstile not moving, shoe bite, splinter, poison ivy, road rash, and poked in the eye. We'll start Fights. Which one of those do you want to go in against the one seed?
The turnstile not moving is a good one, but it's almost like back when we had corded headphones. Like it doesn't hurt so much as it infuriates you. Like it's like one of those like goddamn motherfucker. Where there's a pain, but it's more of like the, I guess, embarrassment, annoyance of it.
I'll probably have to go gonorrhea. Gonorrhea, one for gonorrhea.
Nah, I'm kidding. It's of course the Escalade.
It's what?
The Escalade.
Oh, the Escalade. Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy,
there's nothing I hate more than I'm running out to get my morning cup of coffee and I forget to look both ways. Next thing you know, I'm 9 feet in the air, spinning around, landing hard.
Year two of law school. Yeah. You can defend yourself against such ne'er-do-wells.
So I will go with getting obliterated by a moving vehicle going at a high speed.
I heard he was pushing 80.
I heard that too. Yeah.
KB.
Oh my God. personally, it would be the poison ivy if you've ever had it bad enough. But I also haven't. It's getting hit by the car, the pulverized by the Escalade.
Mm-hmm. I've had poison ivy once that started like on my slower body, like right down here, and it slowly was crawling its way up towards my cock and balls. And it was the most, I was every 5 minutes like pouring alcohol on it. Like,
I don't know if I'm immune to poison ivy or just a pussy who never hangs out in places where I could get poison ivy. It's one or the other. But I've never had it.
I had sumac in my ass crack once.
What?
Dude. Poison ivy's bad.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the
hemorrhoids.
I was shrieked a lot. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Anytime I see like a green, something that looks like it could be poison ivy.
A green
plant.
Every time.
Every time I see green.
I got to go with the Escalade though, because I do think the imagery of her going, I thought it was more like 25 feet in the air into a glass window.
Wait, is this about a specific person or is this in
general? The person in my mind is just like a vague woman, and like it just going right through the glass shatters it. It's like not classically a woman shatters a glass ceiling, so or glass device. Francis.
Oh, nice. I will go with the shoe one. Uncomfortable shoes, blisters. That is not fun, and you're stuck with that for a while. Typically,
true, and it hurts like hell.
Where does one get shoe bite? I've heard of lace bite, but I don't think I've ever gotten shoe bite.
Like right at the top of the shoe.
What? Oh, I'm
thinking like what the actual heel?
That's just a blister. I think the shoe bite is when you have a shoe that is gonna be kind of cutting into your Achilles tendon a little bit.
I think that's bad.
And that stinks. They both stink. Anything to do with foot discomfort from your footwear.
Mm-hmm. All bad.
Yeah.
So you're going with the shoe bite. Nick.
I mean, getting hit by a car can happen anywhere. I mean, it happened to a close friend of all of ours. Mm-hmm. She was in the hood, literally hit her really hard, went underneath, and she was exhausted. It went in reverse and hit her. I have to go with hemorrhoids. I had five at once, and it was just, they were all trying to escape. And then they have to put like a band around them, and then they lance them.
What?
Have you ever gotten your asshole lanced?
What
I know you followed NSYNC on the road for a while, so maybe you did. But,
we took a long walk to get there, but it was worth it.
I'm going hemorrhoids because also there's the shame of, you know, being a freshman in high school. You don't know anybody because you transferred from a private school. And you have a inner tube that you sit on in class, and that will stick with you. What? And then you'll just be like, I guess I'll just have to be funny. Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, Jay?
Is that real?
It was because of my PSP. I was too busy loading fucking porn. and I was sitting on the toilet the whole time.
Shut up. Yeah.
Fuck. That's an awful story. hemorrhoids. I mean, I don't think I've
changed my answer.
I don't think I've ever gotten them bad enough to be actually medically treated. But just like when you take a shit or whatever, then you wipe your ass and there's some blood, right?
Is that what, all kidding aside? What exactly is a hemorrhoid?
It's just the, blood
in your... It's like the inner tissue of your ass breaking through the wall of your hole.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh god!
I've had them for years, like almost a decade.
Have a quick story time real quick over on hemorrhoids. We had Ari Shaffir on KFC Radio the other day, and Ari's had just a real decades-long battle with hemorrhoids. He's got issues. And he came into the studio with a man pawn in because his hemorrhoids, he had taken a shit before coming. He was an hour late for the interview, taking a shit before coming, and I guess burst a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, they burst, and he'll fill up. Yeah, toilet will fill up.
And so he had to shove toilet paper up his ass to stop the bleeding. And towards the end of the interview,
it's revolting.
I saw kind of the corner of my eye what I thought was Ari rummaging in his pocket. And it was actually he was pulling his man pawn out of his ass.
Oh.
And I got up and just ran because I didn't know if he was going to hit someone with it or throw it at someone. And he just put it on my phone.
Oh,
so I have a you new have ass blood on your phone.
So I have a new phone, baby.
Oh, you went and got a new phone?
Yeah, Ari Shaffir owes me $1,800.
You just went and got a new phone?
Yeah, dude.
I was like, why did he do that?
I cleaned it, but like I was like, I'm never gonna look at this phone ever the same again. So I had to get a new phone.
$1,800?
I wasn't out of my old. I had to buy myself out of my old contract.
Oh.
Phone was $1,300. I had $500 left on my old one.
That's the equivalent of like shaking hands.
Well, good thing like the pen sale happened, so you could ask Kevin for money.
By the way, I gave you credit for cashing in on that, and I need to retract that because
take the credit back.
I'll tell you what, I got a lot of congratulations that day.
Hey, wait, you didn't make any money?
None.
Oh, I thought, yeah. Wow.
Whoa, we were all misled.
I had a lot of texts that I left unanswered.
I mean, at least you made all that money from Saturdays or for the Bulls. <That's true. laughs>
I was like, you need to get hit by an Escalade.
Seriously.
All right, so getting hit by the Escalade, obliterated in the streets of New York City, is going to go up against our number one seed, which is, we'll say, back problems that don't require you to go to the hospital. So like back sprains, back pull, anything that keeps you like laid up like that, the fucking worst. Every answer I saw on Twitter anyway, they all like kind of started with that. It's like back pain's the absolute worst. So fights back pain versus getting absolutely pummeled by a Cadillac Escalade. New York City.
Well, I was going to say back pain, because a back pain, back and mouth pain are the two worst, because they're like, you use both of them every day. You're using your core, you're using your mouth every day. You can't avoid that pain.
You're not using your feet and things every
day? This is every day we're talking for life. However, I recently learned that...
That was a perfectly reasonable... I don't know why everyone's laughing.
No, it wasn't.
It is.
You're still using your feet and hands and head.
But that injury, the pulverized by a Cadillac Escalade, is a finite period of time.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I mean, depends on...
I think I'm talking myself out of this. The point is, I recently learned that a Cadillac Escalade is a lifelong injury. So that one is... whatever. That one, go.
Cadillac, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love for us to just keep moving this along the bracket, crack all our jokes, but do I want to go that easy route? Yes, I do. I'm gonna keep for at least one more round. I'm gonna take it and pulverized by Cadillac,
KB.
And when we say pulverized, we mean really fucking hit, don't we?
Right.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Pulverized.
Okay. Yeah, that's just worse than back pain.
You're getting back pain and other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I got to go with the Cadillac as well, Francis.
Pulverized by a Cadillac Escalade.
At Cobra, pulverized, Nick?
I'm shocked she didn't get out of the way, because Gonzalez's are usually speedy. not her. I mean, shit, imagine getting hit so hard by a car you just... don't work anymore.
Devastating.
That's typically what happens to people who become paralyzed.
Yeah, I guess so. What's this up against? Doesn't matter.
Back pain. Yeah. Cadillac.
She's not paralyzed, is she?
No.
Bro, you work here.
I haven't seen her in years.
You've seen her since you got hit by a car.
She was here yesterday?
She was here last week.
Yeah. She's not, but there was a chance that she's not paralyzed.
Oh, I don't know. You can argue that getting pulverized by a Cadillac leads to back pain, which I have heard. So I'm going to go with the chicken before the egg, the Escalade.
Yeah.
The Escalade. Mm. On the other side of the bracket, we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. 11 seed, this one came in late. I don't know. I feel like it should be included. Sunburn. Are we all going
to
sunburn?
Worst thing in the fucking world. I hate it.
Yeah. It's not like you get it every Italian. Single day, but like...
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
One thing we all associate with you is melanin. And that's going up against number 60, toothaches of any kind. So we'll go start with you, Che. Sunburn versus toothaches.
I recently got sunburned, but I've had a toothache before, and it is terrible. Even if you get dental work done, like they have to... A lot of times they'll have to put you under because it's so painful. Sunburn is just... Obviously, it burns and it's an irritant, but you know, you can tough it out without anesthesia. So I'm going to go with toothache.
One for toothache, Nick.
If I have a toothache, I'm still going out on the beach. If I have a sunburn, it sucks so bad. It'll ruin a vacation, and it has. Sunburn,
Francis.
You know where I'm going with this. Anyone have any doubt about it? Sunburn. I've had some bad, bad ones. Oh, full back peel.
Yeah.
Oh. Full back peel. You know, just awful, really painful.
Like a parchment, just
oh yeah,
can't, you don't can't sleep on your back because the bed is so hot.
Yeah. I can't wear clothing. Yes.
You just it's horrible. Super, super tough. So sunburn for me.
How long does it take for you to get sunburned? No,
well, dude. To be honest with you, I have become so humble about my lack of ability to tan that I've learned to protect myself with tons of sunscreen, and I'm really careful about it, which I think in the long run is in my favor. Mm-hmm. Because other people think, you know, everyone used to go tanning. It's so good to be tan. Even people that couldn't really tan that well. And now it's all shifting. Everyone's realizing that sun exposure is bad for your skin later in life. And I got the jump start on that.
People thought they were tough.
Viral tweet.
People thought they were tougher than the sun. Yeah.
Wait, people, the fucking sun?
I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
Imagine thinking that.
I got to find the creator of that tweet.
And worship him.
All right, so I'm going with sunburn as well. It's just you're laid up after.
Wow. You guys must not have had a toothache, because that's the worst pain to man.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Whoa. Oral pain, like mouth pain.
I think it affects your brain too, like affects your thinking.
That's maddening.
I'm usually pain for oral.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
That's all right.
You're always soliciting.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, toothache is worse.
Toothache? All right. One for toothache. We're 3-2 in favor of sunburn, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, sunburn's such like a fucking foreign concept to me, so I'll go with the toothache.
You hate foreign things too. We all know that. 3-3. Fights you break.
3-3. I'm a tiebreaker. Man, this is hard because I've only really ever had like one toothache in my life, and it was painful. But we're talking everyday injuries, and the sunburn is in play every day. And also with the sunburn, you get the most infuriating thing ever when someone coming up to you going, "Whoa, you got a sunburn there." And you're like, "I know. I feel like I'm on fucking fire. Yeah. You don't have to tell me about it." So I'm going to go sunburn.
The crazy thing is you can get it from like snow. Like you get it.
Yeah, I've gone skiing tonight with sunburns.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's probably still the sun, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the snow.
Yeah, the sun doesn't.
Snow burnt me, man. Sunburn is moving on. Next,
really stupid.
We have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is biting the inside of your cheek or tongue, either one of those, that crunch noise.
And the ensuing
brings me to a rage.
Sore. Mm-hmm. Sore.
It's a cycle because it gets bigger, and then you bite it again, and then you bite it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's going against the 14 seed. Very simple, but a more common thing, I guess. Or becoming less common, paper cut. Fights.
Yeah, I guess paper cuts kind of fall into the poison ivy with me. I don't know that I've ever had a paper cut. Maybe when I was in the school. I don't find myself around paper very often anymore. I'm going... the other one,
with biting. No,
yeah, we know.
Allergic to paper.
Oh, man. That was good.
You probably have
one. He heard himself.
He heard himself on the mic. Oh, the microphone shot.
God punish me. God punish
me. Holy shit.
Tommy.
What was it again?
Biting the inside of your lip or cheek.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's like one of the worst things. And like I said, it doesn't stop. It gets worse. You can't eat. It's that.
Mm-hmm. Your cheek, your tongue. That's two. KB?
I haven't had a paper cut either. Gnawing on my mouth, though, for hours. It's a good time.
There is the point when you softly kind of bite it a little bit and it kind of feels like a little good.
I don't think so.
I lost my ability there. Huh? You kind of just go, mm-hmm. you don't chew it?
I constantly touch it with my tongue just out of like, I want this to go away.
It's something to play with.
Yeah.
There's another side of the coin.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going with?
The mouth.
Mouth.
I got to go with that as well. I think it's a very easy top seed.
Mouth for me. Mouth.
Mouth. Nick?
Yeah, it's mouth for sure. But I will say the worst Jackass stunt of all time was the paper cut between the webbings of the toes.
Using the manila folder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the one that fucked with me the most.
That is bad. But also, when he put the hook through his cheek.
Oh, man.
Was also really bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
Think of how long that sore would be.
Ah.
A literal hole in his mouth.
It's disgusting to think about. Che.
Do you guys print out ads for KFC Raider, or do you read it off the laptop? So I imagine you have one of the highest sack tap to pieces of paper touched in the world. Because you don't deal with paper at all.
I don't find myself around paper.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to go with the inside of the mouth.
All right, that's going to move on. Next matchup is the 10 versus the 7. The 10 is hangnails. And you just rip one off a little too much. And it
goes all the way down.
Cuticle, too.
Disgusting.
There's no cuticle in there. That's an extension.
Yeah. Yep, that's part. That's underneath it. And then number 7, the one that we use as the example for all of this, stubbing your toe. Okay.
Stubbing your toe completely blindsides you because you didn't see what was going to be there, and it hurts a lot instantly. But the nail thing, I mean, if I have a vice, it's biting my nail. I could give it up. I enjoy kind of biting my nail. So I'm going to go with the cuticle because once you rip it off, the pain lasts for hours, sometimes days. So I'm going to go with that.
The good thing is Steve will never have to like steal copper piping.
Yeah.
To fund his habit of biting his nails.
I have quit, but it's honestly just fun when you're sweating out of bed.
Chase sucking a dick in an alleyway so he can bite the guy's nails afterwards. Stubbing your toe is the OG of small pains, of annoyances. It is the Yankees of pain. I did it recently, my pinky toe, and lost the nail, and it's still fucking purple. It sucks, and I get just so mad, so mad, because it's always your fault.
Mm-hmm. It's just stubbing the toe, Francis.
Stubbing toe versus hangnail.
Cuticle, yeah.
You know, one thing about a hangnail that's kind of fun is if you do rip it and you start to bleed a little, you suck it, and then you can spit it out, and the blood comes out of your mouth, and you feel like a boxer.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool feeling.
That's a cool feeling to spit blood. But with that said, it's stub your toe 10 times out of 10, especially in darkness.
Mm.
What a terrible, terrible helplessness that is.
I think breaking a nail off doing it, too, is one of the worst pains.
There's something about you hit. And there's a delayed pain where you know what's happened.
Yeah, it's the initial.
You say,
yeah,
here it's about to set in.
Yeah,
I don't know another pain where that's where your brain can say, "I'm about to experience pain in 1 second."
Heartbreak.
Really?
When you get the "we need to talk" text, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like anxiety and then pain. I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying, because like, it's not like you're going into shock. It's like,
right.
It's just like you get that split second of, oh, this is about to hurt, and then it hurts.
It's as if it's traveling up your body and your brain has a second while it's going up to say, prepare yourself. This is about to really suck.
I think that works out scientifically. I'm going to go with the hangnail. Cuticle pain, just the worst, because I do this. I bite at my cuticle sometimes, and that just sucks.
Yeah, I'm going hangnail too because it lingers for so long.
And it's a very sharp pain. Well, so is the stub in the toe, I guess, but like it's a different type of sharp pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and stub toe, easy. I can't believe it's a 7 seed. It's literally the example you sent when you sent over the list.
For me, it's a guaranteed fade away in 10 seconds.
No way.
No, I disagree with that.
More than 10?
Yes.
Yeah, depending on how.
Maybe walks very softly.
Pinky toe is worse also than the big. It depends, though. They're both horrible. Mm. And they happen way more often. I think. So I'll go stub toe.
Stub toe. We're all tied up.
I'm a tiebreaker a couple times here. I'm with KB. I think it's the I've never had the stub a toe so hard I lose a nail. I've never had a stub a toe so hard where like the whole thing turns purple. I guess I'm just lucky. But a hangnail like affects everything you touch for days.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, that was the linger of that. It even hurts in the shower for some reason. Yeah. Shampooing. Fucking, I'm going hangnail.
You ever get any sort of irritant in it? Like, I don't know, like lemon juice, whatever, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Makes me like grimace thinking about it.
Damn it, I got lemon juice in my hangnail.
Boy, the lemonade stand's really going to suck today.
It ran out of spoons. I had to.
Only we had that skin.
You guys need to do some more fine cooking. All right. The hangnail is going to move on. Next up is the last matchup. Migraines, number 2 seed. Probably the most frequent one out of everything on this list, I would say. Versus this is another one. A lot of people included it. I don't think it really happens as I'm sure it happens, but it's not as frequent as I think anything else on here, really. Stepping on Legos?
Overrated.
I agree with that. I agree, very overrated, yeah. But so many people responded with it, I felt like I just needed to include it. I'll start with you, Fights.
This is a tough one, because these are two. I have never had a migraine in my life.
Or like a headache of any...
Not really.
I've never had a headache.
I've had headaches, yeah, but like I don't count them as migraines. I think migraines is just a dramatic headache.
Thank you.
No, migraines are the very worst thing.
Thank you.
I've never had
one.
So, okay, so are we doing migraine or a bad headache?
I think we should include probably both.
I think a lot of people think they've had migraines and haven't.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's how do you diagnose a migraine versus a really bad headache?
You're like, oh, you know, like, when you have it.
Like, you get like spots in your eyes. I throw up. One. I can't drive.
I've had one before, one in my life when I was a kid and I had to lie in darkness with a wet washcloth over my head.
How did you get it?
Huh?
How did you get it? Or it just happens?
I don't know. I don't know. It just came over me. I was sick.
I'll tell you what, this has not been a good episode for my hypochondria. Everyone that comes up like, this could happen to me and it could kill me.
We'll do headache and migraine. We'll combine it because I think that was more what I was thinking, I guess. Fights.
I mean, I guess I'll give it to headache because I don't really step on Legos ever. I don't break into the Home Alone house very often. I will, I guess.
But sometimes.
I guess it's headache. Migraines are just a very foreign concept to me, so I don't like headaches.
Headaches, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Francis. I'm not sure if I've for sure had – I've had very bad headaches, whether they've officially crossed that line into migraines, I don't know, but – having a headache fucking sucks. It ruins your whole day. Like,
I don't even focus on
anything. You can't even like watch TV. It hurts so much.
I don't even keep like Advil. I don't even like have Advil in my apartment. I don't have Tylenol in my apartment. I wouldn't.
I'll tell you what, Excedrin is unbelievable.
Yes, Excedrin is the way to go. I think it's the caffeine in it.
Don't need it.
It helps.
Ugh.
Congrats. I'm going to go with the headache.
Well, that trash can a little closer.
Yeah. Headaches, KB.
Yes, I've brain freeze is the worst pain that a human can endure. At a smoothie factory or a Jamba Juice, it's the worst pain. Mm-hmm. There is nothing worse than a brain freeze. If a migraine is like 10% of that, it's migraine.
Mm. Going with a headache / migraine, Francis. I'm going with that as well.
Yeah, I have migraines most mornings, actually. I like to start my day with migraines.
Oh, fuck you.
Isn't that you guys? Isn't that this type of thing you guys do?
Cracking yolks.
Yep. Asian grains, a little farro bowl. So migraines versus what?
Stepping on Legos, which I imagine is not something you've ever encountered.
I have to go with headaches of any kind, especially hungover headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Hangover headaches, yeah.
Nick?
I get headaches every single day. I get like a tremendous pressure behind my eyeballs. I have to push on my eyes and make them squeak and let air out.
Oh.
Probably good for it right now.
Oh, I hated that.
It happens all the time.
I hated that.
You ever seen that 4 fights?
Oh.
Yeah.
It kind of gets me going, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sounds like when I squeeze those lemons for the lemonade stand.
It's not that uncommon to juice a lemon or... I don't even think like that.
I don't think I've ever juiced a lemon.
You never squeezed like a lemon juice out of a lemon?
What about when you get like tea at a restaurant?
Oh, that? I was thinking a whole lemon is like you juice.
Or some calamari?
Press it?
Oh, yeah. I love calamari.
You're not.
What? Did I say it differently?
Couldn't even help but do the hand thing, too. Calamari.
You're the worst guy. I'm going to go migraines.
Everybody loves me.
Jay.
I also haven't really gotten, I think I've gotten maybe like 2 or 3 headaches in my life. And I think like a cure for a headache, and it's like documented, is you just crank one out, right?
Getting a boner, getting the blood away from your head. It feels right.
I'm pretty sure that.
And you had boners nonstop throughout your life. So it checks out why you don't get headaches.
You have a migraine, like you can't even get hard. I trust.
Well, migraine, maybe.
I am saying like headaches. I don't know about the migraine stuff. Stepping on Legos. So my son has this puzzle, and it's every letter of his name, and it has maybe like a, I don't know, inch or two, whatever that is, like a handle on it, basically, to pull it out. And
there was like some laundry in his room or something, and I was under it, and I stepped on it the other day, and it was an incredible pain. It's that far, that much of a wooden structure going into my foot. Very similar to Lego, which I also have stepped on. I think it's super common, and it's extremely painful, so I'm going to actually vote for that.
One dissenting vote for the stepping on the Lego. Yep. Either way, the headache is going to move on, and now we can run through our playoffs. First matchup, the burnt tongue versus hitting the balls. Che.
I mean, it's got to be hitting the balls. Burnt tongue lasts a couple minutes. I guess sometimes days you do it really bad, but hitting the balls, that's crippling.
It's balls.
Another for balls?
Balls.
Balls. I will go with burnt tongue only because it lasts longer.
It does. Yeah.
It's balls. Balls.
Yeah. Burnt tongue sucks, but... balls. Right now, if you told me I'm either going to get kicked in the balls or I'm going to have a burnt tongue for the next few days, I'll take the burnt tongue.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Reasoning, yeah, yeah.
If I don't. It depends on how burnt, because then when my pain goes away, you're still going to have that annoyance.
Yeah.
And you're going to be so jealous.
Yeah.
But I think the anticipation of burning your tongue on hot, like if you say, hey, I'm going to burn your tongue with a hot slice of
meat, it's always the first bite. Balls. It's going to ruin your meal.
How quickly we forget Tommy's story from the beginning where it hurt for hours.
Mm. How quickly we do forget.
Liam, preacher,
a bastard.
Yeah, I think if you're not going balls, you're overthinking it. It's balls.
Balls going to move on the other side. Getting absolutely demolished by a Cadillac versus a lower body cramp. Bites.
I'm going cramp. I'm doing it.
Rip off the Band-Aid. I'll appreciate that.
I'm going to go cramp, too. And again, this specific foot, it's the worst pain.
Charlie horse.
Yeah.
It's not a Charlie horse.
I know that.
I could still refer to it as a Charlie horse.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't just refer to things as whatever you want.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
In 2023, you can.
Not you, the twice, you fucking asshole.
See, it's getting hit by a car. That's way more painful than a cramp.
Not just hit, again.
But even if it was just hit, that'd be more painful than getting a cramp.
That's true.
Charlie horse is a painful involuntary cramp in the legs and or foot, lasting anywhere from a few seconds to a day.
So what I thought I a Charlie horse was getting hit. I thought it was getting punched in the thigh.
You hit someone
you in the thigh, yeah.
No, that's wrong. I'm right.
No, you're wrong.
Are you going to cry?
You're going to cry because of how wrong you are.
Shut up.
All right, I'm going with the just getting obliterated by that car, Francis.
Sure, Cadillac.
Cadillac. Nick?
Really got hit hard?
Yeah, really, really hard.
I feel like that's got to be it, right?
It's versus lower body cramps, which are very painful.
Think of all the wine that was spilled. I'm gonna go hit by a car.
I hope the jury doesn't think that she was drunk during that. That'd be bad. Che.
I'm gonna go the lower body cramp.
Lower body cramp. Close victory for the Cadillac. Now the Cadillac versus hitting the balls.
Hitting the balls for sure.
Balls, one vote. Nick?
Yeah, I hate to do it, but it's gotta be balls. But only half the population can do that. Anybody can get hit by a car.
That's true.
Balls.
Another for balls.
What if a car hit you in the balls?
What type of car would that have to be? To get that sort of precision?
I guess if you're just hit by the rear view window. Right in the balls.
What about the emblem on the front hood?
Yeah, the Jaguar.
Yeah.
The Jaguar hits you right in the balls.
Just it's screeching to a halt because it sees you. And you're like, oh! And it's just the last bit of it.
The head of the Jaguar.
I'll go with the Cadillac.
That would be hilarious. I got hit by a car right in the balls. A truck backed into me and I got hit by the truck nuts. It's getting pulverized by a car, yeah.
Yeah, getting pulverized by a car, Tommy.
I'll go pulverized by a moving vehicle, yeah.
Tied up. You get to break who gets to go into the finals.
Wait, being hit by a car? I always call that a Charlie horse.
I'm right.
I mean, you got to go with what's the more painful one. That's getting pulverized by an Escalade. Yeah.
Would it though? Would it hurt?
Depends how bad.
I mean, if you were flying that far in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or five flips.
All right, Fights, you go first on the other side. Biting your tongue or inside of your cheek versus sunburn. This is a good one, actually. This is a good matchup.
Damn, this is a good one. I'm going to go sunburn. I just have one horrible vacation to the Bahamas that was ruined. Like I couldn't turn the lights on in the room I was staying in because the light hurt too much. So I'm going sunburn.
How early in the vacation was it that you got it? Like first
very day? Early, maybe two days in for a week.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it was like the first day we got there, and it was like so like it was. I was like 14, and it was like oh the sun's going down. It's not even that hot out. I'm not gonna put suntan lotion on. I'm just going to the beach, and I was there for like an hour, and I just didn't leave my room the rest of the time.
Mm. Tommy,
biting tongue lip.
Biting the inside of your mouth,
yeah.
KB?
Yeah, sunburn, like hemorrhoids, have been mystifyingly tolerable for me. I've never had it too bad. The biting the tongue?
Biting the inside of your cheek, tongue, anything.
Oh, that's lip. Pretty tolerable, too. I'll go sunburn.
Another one for sunburn. It's 2-1. I'll go with the biting the inside only because it's more... It could happen any time. Like, how often I could actually get sunburn feels much rarer.
Sunburn.
Another for sunburn. Nick.
Sunburn. It's dangerous. I got a weird mole after a sunburn on my stomach. I had to get it taken off and then they had to take more out. Now I have a scar.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't happen for inside your mouth bite.
Mm.
Much like carbon monoxide, sun is the silent killer.
Mm. I never thought of that comparison before.
Mm-hmm.
Sunburn's going to move on. Now we have the headache/migraine versus the cuticle.
You know who else is a silent killer? Owls.
Yeah?
I saw a clip of them flying recently, and they had mic'd up the area that they were going to fly across. And at first they sent a pigeon, then they sent a hawk, and then they sent the owl. And the owl was by far the quietest.
Unless they have a Tootsie Pop.
Mm. Crunching on that thing.
I'm laughing like I get it, but I don't.
You never
seen the commercial?
Yeah. Commercials?
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, sure. Mm, yeah, I needed that. Yes.
Jay, the headache and migraine versus the cuticle hangnail. Oof.
I'll go cuticle hangnail.
Cuticle hangnail?
Migraine.
Migraine headache?
Migraine.
Migraine headache. I'll go with the headache. I think is worse.
Yeah, and it's an excuse for you not to get pussy.
We're all looking for that. Hang out with the boys. Can't come out tonight, babe.
I have a headache.
Oh no!
I had a torn up headache though. What? Or if I had a torn up cuticle.
Oh yeah, you can't blast.
Can't blast.
You get AIDS.
Yeah. You.
It circles an open wound into a vagina.
Open wound into an open wound.
Not since that.
I would love it if that's your excuse on how you got AIDS.
Yeah.
I figured a girl.
Didn't even call me. Just got fucking AIDS. KB.
I say a headache.
Headache.
Wait, can you get AIDS that way?
I mean, blood streams open, right?
I'll tell you what. If you have AIDS, free to use it. It's at least like no one's gonna question it. But yeah, it is an open cut. Sure.
You should blog just a list of AIDS excuses.
Tommy,
Charlie horse number.
I mean, I'm so right. It's crazy. You're gonna look so stupid tomorrow. Thursday.
You got the hangnail versus the cute
headache, migraine, whatever.
Headache and migraine fights.
I'm going for hangnail.
Hangnail. Two for hangnail. Headaches can move on. That versus sunburn. You're up first. Actually, sunburn can cause headaches, I feel like, right? Because you get so
dehydrated. Super dehydrated.
I'm going to stick with sunburn.
Stick with sunburn. All right. One for sunburn.
Migraine.
Migraine?
Migraine by far.
By far. I'd go with sunburn because, again, I think sunburn can cause headaches. So part of the deal.
I would say migraine, believe it or not, switching off the sunburn train.
3-2, Nick.
You can avoid sunburn. There's precautions. Migraines can just hit you.
Hmm. Another for migraine.
I'm going to go sunburn.
Sunburn. 4-2. Headaches win. Now it's headaches versus getting obliterated by a Cadillac in the streets of New York City. Francis. That's looking straight at Shay and said Francis. Okay.
I feel like if you got hit by a Cadillac and pulverized and it completely altered your life's trajectory and career, that it would lead to a lot of headaches. So I'm going to go, again, chicken before the egg. Escalade.
Nick?
Hold I'm going to go with migraines because, again, getting hit by a car hasn't happened to me. Avoidable.
Mm-hmm. Francis?
Although, what if she had a migraine?
What, the topic today was pains you feel every day.
Regular, everyday injuries.
I think the joke is, has run its course. Migraines for me.
I'm with you as well on that. B?
I've never had a migraine.
Or headache counts under this?
Yeah, no, getting hit by a car is much worse of a pain. I don't get
it. It's not happening.
Why is that an argument? None of these are happening every day.
More common.
I would say headaches happen more frequently than car accidents to you.
I feel like car accident implies
two moving vehicles.
Sure.
Just one person.
Hit by a car. A Cadillac specifically.
That would be a very funny way to talk about it. If you got hit by a car and you just kept saying, what happened? That wasn't a car accident.
Yeah.
So it's 3-2 migraines?
It's 3-2 in favor of migraines, yes.
All right, so I'm going to go Cadillac Escalade.
God damn
to
it.
To make fights be our game seven. Zaza Pachulia. I was ready for that one.
Didn't even flinch.
I'm going to go with Francis. I think by the letter of the law of this bracket, a migraine is ready to play every day.
Mm-hmm.
Guess yeah, a car getting hit by a car is too.
I mean, you've never had a migraine.
I've never had either of these.
Have you had a close call with?
What would you rather have happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'd rather have a migraine. Therefore, the winner would be.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Therefore, the winner is I guess would be getting obliterated by it.
I don't know, man. You could turn getting hit by a car into some good content.
Mm-hmm. You would definitely do it into something good. Thing.
So what are you arguing?
You can't turn a migraine into
content. As always, I just want to make the room happy. So what would you like me to do?
If anything, a migraine prevents you from making content.
Wow.
More so than getting hit by the car, depending. If you're like in a coma or something.
I know you're getting hit by a car story would be hilarious because you'd land and something would go up your ass.
One million shot, Doc.
You know it.
Get AIDS.
Yeah, you get AIDS somehow.
All right, I'm going migraine then.
Migraine's the winner then. The migraine headache winner of episode 69 of the bracket. Thank you, Fights, for joining in. Thanks, Jason, again for producing. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic, and we'll have Gooch back. And who should we have next week as a guest? Titus?
I think it has to depend on the topic.
Yeah. I got Fights before we even picked the topic this time.
Oh, he's good at this.
Yeah.
Mm. Really good. I like him.
I like him, too.
Even though he just destroyed your arm.
Just guys being dudes. Bad. Yeah.
This is dudes.
No, that was the one time I hit you, it made sense. I'm not going to keep hitting you. You're okay.
Can you lift your arm?
Yeah, it's fine. I got to do my yearly physical tomorrow. So.
The doctor's going to be so confused because you're going to have a bruise in that for sure.
You think? I don't think so.
No, it was pretty flush.
Okay. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.